Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Ray.
Kevin, wheel her out of here.
I can't. I can't even touch her.
Look at her.
106.5 The End.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. Julia and Scott have been together for almost 5 years and live together with her son from a previous relationship. Julia says Scott hasn't been himself for a few months now. He's been picking fights with her all the time over stupid things, barely having sex, and it's all started around the same time that he got a new job. You know, Julia, you were telling us off the air that you thought it might have been just because he hit a bump in the road, but you're starting to get suspicious. Why are you getting suspicious?
Yeah, I just, things are a lot different, you know, than they used to be. He's been working a lot more, and he's, you know, always to work early. He stays late. He's just been just weird. He's starting fights, like you said. He's been really concerned with his appearance and how he looks. You know, even when I'm in a bad mood, he doesn't even care. Even he's not asking me, you know, what's going on, sweetheart, like he normally would. It's just so, it's different. He's disengaged.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to offer Scott the roses. We'll see if he sends them to you, Julia, or to someone else, okay?
Okay.
Hang on the line. You'll be able to hear the conversation, but hang on, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Scott, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Scott. This is Tiffany with, and I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, it's 100% free. There's nothing. There's no string attached.
Okay. 100% free. It's actually really easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Oh, okay. Okay. First and last name. First name is Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
Last name.
Okay. And then before I get an address for Larissa, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
I'm wondering if it can be a kind of like anonymous. I'm seeing somebody in the office, and it's kind of under the radar. So,
you want it sent to an office? Your office?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay, so then maybe if you don't want to put your name on it, you could just put a heart and tell her.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Scott, let me interrupt for a second. I'm sorry, there's no roses. This is a Gavin, Katie, and Rain with a wake-up call on 106.5 The End. This is a segment called War of the Roses. We're calling because we talked to your girlfriend, Julia, and Julia wanted us to offer you roses to see who you'd send them to. And you did not send them to Julia. So who is Larissa?
She's somebody I work with. Just like I'm a little confused, but I think maybe you're getting the wrong idea.
Well, you said that you were seeing someone in your office. You wanted to keep it under the radar.
Yeah. I did say that. I thought it'd be funny to. I thought it'd be kind of like a funny, like a prank, and I didn't.
Julia, are you there?
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of processing the bull coming from the other side of the phone right now.
Do you know who Larissa is?
Yeah, Larissa is Scott's direct supervisor. Sorry.
Scott, are you dating your boss and Julia?
No. Like, no. She is technically my boss, but like, she likes this kind of thing. And I thought this could be a good, just a fun. I'm trying to break in to this new gig, and it's like, you know, I want to.
You know, it's a great way to stand out with your boss is to joke her with a romantic gesture.
Yeah. You've done that.
Sure.
I mean, I didn't. I wasn't plotting this.
It's such bullshit. You, Scott, there's no. You just said you're seeing her. Like, how can you do this to Zach? He looks up to you so much. How can you do this to me? Like, I just can't believe that you're your boss and you've just been hiding it from me and you sleep in our bed next to me every single night. How could you do this to me?
That's not what it is.
This isn't a joke to anybody.
I thought it would be funny.
Yeah, we're just a barrel of laughs over here because you can't stop laughing at all the funny.
Why don't you put Julie on hold and let me talk to her? Do you have some place that you and your son can stay tonight?
Yeah, we can go to my mom's.
Okay, that's probably a good idea, and then you guys can figure this out.
All right, it's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.